With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden claiming credit for the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. But President Trump's incoming special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, reportedly headed up key negotiations last week. After a press conference Wednesday, as Biden turned to walk off, a reporter asked whether he or Trump deserved credit for reaching an agreement. Biden stopped, turned around and said, "Is that a joke?" No one laughed. He turned and walked off. Israeli media reports Israel accepted a peace deal because of Trump. Joe Federman explains details of that agreement.
The deal calls for a six-week halt in fighting beginning on Sunday. Now, during these 6 weeks, about one-third of the hostages held in Gaza are to be released. Israeli troops will begin to pull back from their positions. Israel will release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, and hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians can begin to go back to their former homes. The international community also will pour large amounts of desperately needed humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Also at SRNnews.com, the death toll from the Los Angeles wildfires has risen to at least 25. This after an additional death was linked to the Palisades fire, which started just over a week ago. Search teams have been combing through thousands of acres trying to assess the damage in areas where the fires have calmed down. Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald says two notable arson-related arrests were made, including one in Hollywood.
In the area of Santa Monica in Vermont, fire department personnel responded to reports of a suspect setting multiple piles of rubbish and trash on fire. Fire department quickly extinguished the fires and officers took the suspect into custody. Suspect admitted to setting multiple fires that day and stated that she enjoyed causing chaos and destruction.
This is SRN News. Chaplains are on the ground in the L.A. fire zone.
They work for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and they are in the shelters where fire victims are living, ministering to them even as the crisis unfolds. Ministry spokesman Josh Holland says, quote, "The images coming out of California look like scenes out of a Hollywood movie, yet they show the real-life horror that the people of the Los Angeles area are experiencing today. Other Christian ministries also rushing help to the city." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Sydney, Australia say two synagogues were defaced with anti-Semitic graffiti this month. Hard on the heels of several similar incidents in Australia end of last year. The Prime Minister is condemning these latest attacks, saying that they are abhorrent and they need to stop. Australia is a better place than this. The two Sydney synagogues were defaced with swastikas and various anti-Semitic slogans. This is SRN News. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi appeared at her confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill Wednesday for the post of U.S. Attorney General, saying the Justice Department has been weaponized for years.
They targeted Donald Trump. They went after him. Actually, starting back in 2016, they targeted his campaign. They have launched countless investigations against him. That will not be the case if I am Attorney General. I will not politicize that office. I will not target people simply because of their political affiliation.
Saudi Arabia announces a number of deals, investment plans, and discoveries at its annual Future Minerals Forum. The Saudi Vice Minister of Mining Affairs announced the development of a new mineral investment project valued at $100 billion, and that $20 billion of it was already in the final engineering phase or under construction. More details at srnnews.com.